Where in the Bible will I find Christians communing with denominationalism? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. When God's people had forsaken Him, He said, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken Me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." Jeremiah 2, verse 13. The steps of and to evil are always similar. First, to forsake God, and then to do things of man's own devising that are displeasing to God. No man ever thinks of making additions to the appointments of God until he has measurably forsaken God's Word. No man does wrong till he ceases to do right. Attending faithfully to God's Word is heaven's preventive for giving service to man. Doing things in the right way is the only security against doing wrong. Denominationalism has forsaken God's way and has substituted its own ways. The wise man of Israel said, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Proverbs 14, verse 12. The prophet knew that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Jeremiah 10, 23. God has set His own way. Jeremiah 21:8 points out, "Behold, I set before you a way of life and the way of death." The way of the Lord leads to life eternal, but the ways of men lead to eternal punishment in a burning hell of fire. The way of the Lord and the ways of men are in opposite directions because they are not in agreement. The prophet Amos asked, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Amos 3, verse 3. When we follow God's way, do Bible things in Bible ways, call Bible things by Bible names, and do not add things to Bible teaching, nor take away things from God's Word, then we can all walk together as Christians in agreement. Denominationalism is sectarianism, that is, man-made. Man's teachings substituted, accepted, and obeyed in place of the teaching of God. As there is no agreement in denominationalism and God's Word, then we are commanded to "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord." 2 Corinthians 6, 14-17. Obeying man's teaching makes one a member of some denominational church. Obeying God's teaching makes one a member of the Lord's church. Acts 2:47. You see, the Bible only makes Christians only.